Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
I apologize to you, Paul Wolf. I apologize to our listeners. And I apologize in advance to Bangor City Councilor Carolyn Fish that I need to play this sound cut again to lead into our conversation this morning.
This is a criminal organization, but I don't expect our rapist, pedophile, fascist president to take any consideration to this whatsoever. So I will proudly vote in favor of this ordinance.
Bangor City Councilor Joe Leonard, Monday night, we talked of his rant. Interesting responses on social media. Bangor City Councilor Carolyn Fish, we saw you pack up your computer, gather your belongings. We do not think you stormed out of the council chamber by any means. But Paul, I'm going to tell Carolyn what you said when we stood side by side and we watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, and I agree, the adult in the room got up and politely left the room. Carolyn, what happened?
Well, I think you described it well. I just got to the point where I just couldn't sit there and listen to what I felt was, you know, an insult to our country. There's a lot of gentlemen and ladies that work for our government and law enforcement. Not all of the ICE employees are bad. They're doing a job. They're doing a job our country needs. We have families right here in the greater Bangor area that live with threats. And there's a population in the greater Bangor area and in Bangor that have, through polls, express their opinion of welcoming ICE. So we're all passionate, and that's why we're on council. It's a lot of time, a volunteer time. Collectively, that's our commonality. We love Bangor. We're passionate. We're all trying to do, a good job. Sometimes, obviously, we don't. We think we are. It's all well-intended. But I just do not feel that this was the platform or the place to express your opinion. And we can express our reasons for why we're voting for or against something, but I really felt that this went overboard and they were irrelevant to, we were there to talk about the impact, the pros and cons of this, how it affected our city. And it just went overboard, and I felt that it insulted the behavior that I think our residents should expect from us on council.
By no means a scientific poll, but you were not the only person that left the room. Joe Sokol of the Maine Wire was in and confirmed somewhere between a dozen, maybe up to 20 people also left the room with you. What does that say?
I think a lot of people felt insulted and just felt they couldn't sit there. I think that they left because they didn't want to hear or be part of or make it seem like they were condoning this type of behavior. I left and I did try to calmly pack up and walk out. And when I got to the hall, I didn't want to be stopped for commentary. I just felt it was best I would prefer to have stayed and voted on budget in this particular ordinance. But I just couldn't. So I didn't see who walked out behind me, but I did hear later that a number of people had walked out as well.
We're talking with Bangor City Councilor Carolyn Fish, and a follow-up on Monday evening's, I'll say fiery, tumultuous, controversial meeting in which Joe Leonard had a 2-minute and 12-second rant, is the way that many people refer to it. And since we're talking about semantics, we do have to ask you, Bangor Daily News reporter Annie Rupp, I do not know how to pronounce Annie's last name, Rupertus, Rupertus, anyway. I do not know if she wrote the headline, but we have a tough time thinking that your exit from the chamber was storming. But I'm sure you've seen that headline, and I'm confident you've heard from people.
Oh, yes. Not everyone agreed with what I did, and I do feel badly that I wasn't there to vote on behalf of the people that supported me and that I'm a voice for. But I was put, unfortunately, I felt in a tough position. I have tried to sit there before when I have felt like walking out, and I felt for the constituents and other people that are tired of that behavior or felt insulted by it, that I wanted to calmly and as professionally as I could. But at the same time, I had to make the statement that I could not sit there, and therefore by sitting there and listening to it without any kind of action. And it's not my position to call him out. The chair, mm-hmm. I had previously warned the chair that, if I really get to the point where I feel it's disrespectful, I will have to walk out because I cannot condone or normalize this type of behavior.
Carolyn, let me ask two questions that I do not know if you can answer, but I think I know you well enough to do so. Why didn't Susan Hawes gavel him down?
That's tough. I know, I would not want to be chair. There's the freedom of speech aspect, and it's a tough, I think, to know exactly at what point do you stop, and then people in fear, they're upset that you didn't give someone the freedom of speech. But I don't know. I think sometimes with certain personalities, you risk escalating a situation even into a higher, escalated situation that you try to prevent. Hmm.
The other question I have that I don't know, and maybe Paul, you, me, and maybe Carolyn, we can noodle this. If opponents of ICE don't want Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the United States to do their job, then who will be doing the job? And my follow-up to that is, will those who have a problem with ICE today then, my word, no one else's, then vilify the state police or the sheriff's department or local law enforcement for coming and apprehending someone who is in our country unlawfully? I don't know the answer to that question, Carolyn, because I'm not on that side of the chessboard when it comes to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I can't even begin to blue flag, red flag this. But if ICE isn't here to do the job, who's going to do the job?
That's a good question. I don't know. And for this particular ordinance and for us on council, it really got down to, I think, a consideration. I don't even know that it got down to, for or against ICE, because the ordinance itself had some, we had to look at it legally and how did it impact the city, not only with, ICE behavior for, the good things that they do, what they're here for, law enforcement and criminal activity, but also what could the potential ramifications, the way the ordinance was written, that could potentially risk government funding and financial benefits to the city? What potential violations could we have with government contracts we had? And there was a lot of concern about that. So that's really what it boiled down to. But of course, with heated, social topics like this, it kind of turned into a pro or against ICE. And I think when it really boiled down to the vote the other night, it was really a consideration of other potential risk for the city at large.
Carolyn, last quick question. Are you ready to go back to serving your constituents and going and sitting down at a council table across from Joe Leonard?
Of course. I love Bangor. I take my position seriously. And Joe loves Bangor. He's very passionate about participating and his sphere that he represents. We have 9 unique personalities. We have 9 different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Our commonality is our love for Bangor. And I'm a good team player. I look forward to sitting down and hopefully continuing to make some decisions that I hope we all together can continue to improve Bangor.
Carolyn Fish, Bangor City Councilor. We appreciate the phone call this morning. This is Maine's Morning News. This is VOM.
I'm not going to rehash everything that I've talked about this particular ordinance and ICE in general, but I will say just where my perspective comes from this. So in case none of you know, I swore an oath to defend our Constitution in the United States Army as a Army officer. And I take that oath still to this day very seriously. And ICE is an organization right now that has a written memorandum of understanding where the now previous director told his ICE officers, you can just ignore the Fourth Amendment. That's unacceptable to me. But the thing that's really deplorable to me that makes this incredibly horrifying, I'm glad you're here, by the way. There are now 23 concentration camps that ICE has where they put people into these concentration camps. Sometimes we don't even know where they end up. They will split up their family members. But this is the part that really gets me. Some of those children that go to those concentration camps, somehow these adolescent girls get pregnant all of a sudden. And then those pregnant adolescent girls, for some odd reason, when they get pregnant in these ICE concentration camps, they all then get moved to a single concentration camp where they allocate all of these now little girls that came into these ICE concentration camps not pregnant. Now they are pregnant. That's a big issue for me. I take a huge issue with that. This is a criminal organization, but I don't expect our rapist, pedophile, fascist president to take any consideration into this whatsoever. So I will proudly vote in favor of this ordinance.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.